a brand new episode of Trail Talk SA this weekend. There's a big race coming up in Cape Town on the weekend. It is the Red Bull Lionheart, and I chat to the founder of that event, Ryan Sands, on the show again this week. And then I also caught up with Robin Hyde from Modern Athlete. There's some cool stuff in the magazine in November from a trail running perspective, and we touch base to find out what you can look forward to in this month's Modern Athlete. As always, if you want to be in touch with us here at Trail Talk SA, you can just pop us a tweet at Trail Talk SA. You can also email us podcast@trailtalksa.co.za or like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/trailtalksa. Without further ado, it is a bit of a whirlwind edition of Trail Talk SA this week. Let's get straight into our first interview with Ryan Sands. Brand new week of Trail Talk SA, and there's a pretty cool, unique event coming up on the South African calendar this coming weekend. And it's awesome to have the founder of the event. It sounds quite weird talking about the founder of the event when he's actually such a blimmin' good athlete himself. He started the thing last year. It's in its second year. Ryan Sands, welcome back onto the show. Thanks for taking the time to catch up.
Thanks, Brad. Yeah, great to be back on the show.
Ryan, the event's coming up. It's the Red Bull Lionhearts. It's on Saturday. I'm trying to think what Saturday's date is. It's
the 9th of November.
9th of November. There you go. It's something that you thought of, the concept. It's basically in your own backyard. It's probably a trail that you've run lots and lots yourself anyway. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Yeah, for me, Red Bull Lionhearts, it's more of a fun event and just trying to show non-trail runners or runners and just people in general what trail running is about. So it follows like the same format as a kind of a circuit format where there'll be a prologue. And then after the prologue, the top 32 guys and top 12 girls or ladies make it through to the heat knockout stages where there'll be eight-man heats and kind of heats where guys will keep progressing through until you get to finals, and it's up and down Lion's Head. So it's really fun, and I think Lion's Head is just such an iconic mountain. I think everyone in Cape Town hikes up and down, or you take your dogs for a run on there. So it's really a really special place, and it's a nice benchmark for everyone to be able to gauge times and to see how far some of the guys and ladies actually run up there. So for me, it's less about kind of serious competition, but more a fun event. But that being said, the guys definitely do kind of put it all on the line when they go up and down there, and they're kind of some nice fast guys lined up for the event. They're really excited for it.
I mean, you talk about the sort of times that they run. What typically would be a time that someone could get up and down there if they're really hammering it?
I think last year AJ Kalitz had the fastest time, and if I'm not mistaken, that was about 27 minutes. So it's quite quick going up and down. And also, I think he ran the fastest time in the finals after doing it three or four times. Guys definitely do kind of push the boundaries a bit when they're going up and down there. So guys, kind of motor up and down there pretty quickly.
Jeez, that's amazing, Ryan. I mean, you talk about the heats and the knockouts, so it's basically a straight shootout right to the final. Whoever wins this thing, how many times would they go up and down it on Saturday?
Yeah, this year, actually, because of the prologue and the actual heats on the same day, in order to make it through to the finals, you would have had to do the prologue and then three heats. So the final would have been your third heat. So you would have to go up and down three times, but then also run the prologue, which is quite interesting this year. It's a little bit more tougher than last year's prologue. So it's obviously really short, but there's still that endurance element to it. So that makes it really exciting. And also, as the heats progress, the closer you get to the finals, the less recovery time you get between the heats. So I remember last year I kind of finished the semi-finals and went just about straight into the finals. So that always makes it that much more exciting. And also, it's quite interesting. I think it's Lion's Head. It's quite open running at the beginning, and then the kind of second half is really technical. So it it kind of opens it up for exterior athletes, road athletes, and trail runners. So it's really an event for all sides.
For everyone. And I mean, I'm just looking on the website. Entries are closed, so if you haven't entered, you can't run. But it's a great spectator event. I mean, that's one of the things with these Red Bull events. If you think about the Red Bull Vlugtag, something like this, I mean, the crowds come out, and it's a great way. It turns into a bit of a party as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's probably my kind of one of the main things I wanted out of the event, to make it spectator-friendly. I think the average person, unless you're a diehard trail runner, you don't want to sit and watch someone run from Cape Point to like the waterfront. It's a bit like slow going and boring, or to go sit out and watch 100 miles. It's really kind of takes the time, and you've got to be really passionate about trail running to want to watch it. So I think a race like Lionheart, where it's so fast and fun and exciting and it's over quite quickly, it's definitely really spectator friendly. And then, yeah, obviously there'll be an after party at Caprice afterwards. So yeah, I'll kind of add that fun element to it as well.
Well, the after party is the main event. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure. That is the most important.
Exactly. You don't want to miss that one. So if people want to come down, what time is everything getting underway on Saturday?
The prologue's going to start off at about, I think it kicks off at 7 or 7.30 in the morning. And then they're expecting the men's finals to be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'd definitely say, if you pop down mid-morning or kind of lunchtime-ish, and come down and support.
And have a bit of a shindig. It sounds like it's going to be a good day out. I know we probably still fired as well, but weather predictions for the weekend, what's it going to look like?
Yeah, it's still on the fire, but at the moment it's looking quite good. So, it's looking fairly clear. So, obviously it is Cape Town. Anything can happen. I remember last year it was like 30 degrees on the Friday for the prologue, and then suddenly Saturday morning for the heats last year, the Cape of Storms rolled in, and it was quite miserable. But at the moment it's looking really good, and it should be really fun and spectator friendly. And also the prologue, because it runs around the base of Lion's Head, there are loads of spectator access points. So I look forward to a fun day out.
Cool. And then Ryan, if people want to find out more about it, the website they can get to, do you know that offhand?
Yeah, the website is www.redbulllionheart.com. That's got all the info on there.
All right, cool. What I'll do is I'll pop that up on our website as well in the show notes for this episode. And then something else I wanted to chat to you about as well. I bumped into your fiance Vanessa the launch for the Apsa Cape Epic last week, and she said to me she was so worried about you because the last time we chatted was just before you headed to the Drakensberg. You were going to be doing a bit of a route recce, and it turned into quite a hairy experience. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I was out in the Drakensberg with Reyna, Crystal, actually Kelvin Trotman was there taking some photos, and then also Quibbers. The four of us went out to go and scout some of the Drakensberg traverse route. And obviously we got a bit unlucky with the weather. Woke up the one morning with the ground covered in snow. The one night we ran through quite a hectic thunderstorm. So it was pretty interesting conditions, but all in all, it was loads of fun. I think there were a couple of moments I feared for my life. I think it was the last night, trying to cut down weight, so I didn't bother taking any tent pegs, and the wind was quite hectic, so it nearly blew away the tent. So I was kind of trying to hold the tent down with my big toe and get a bit of sleep. So it was an interesting experience. But I think it just makes you realize and appreciate how hardcore, the Drakensberg mountains are. The traverse we're going to be attempting next year is like 220 kilometers, and the current record's about 60 hours. And a lot of people kind of do the maths and think it's really slow going, but you're following no pause. You're getting really extreme weather conditions, kind of baking hot days, and then suddenly in the evenings and afternoons it can get really cold, thunderstorms. The mist closes in. There's not a lot you can see. So it's pretty gnarly out there. But I think it's one of the things I love about trail running is that whole adventure to things, and then kind of trying to push our own boundaries. So I think kind of being there, at times was a little bit daunting, but it made me realize the enormity of the mountains and kind of the actual doing the record attempt. So really looking forward to doing the record attempt with Reyna Crystal at the end of March next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Drakensberg's an interesting place. I've been in there with a crazy storm as well, and you don't realize how big it is. I mean, you see pictures and that sort of thing, but once you're there, you actually just realize how huge this range is. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it's pretty impressive, and it's weird. Like I was saying to Reno, like the Alps or the Rockies, they just feel a lot more tame. The kind of Drakensberg Mountains just feel so much more rugged and wild. I think you realize you're in the middle of nowhere. There's no cell phone signal. There's nothing. It's just kind of you out there trying to survive in nature. Now and again, you'll see a couple of Perth with a couple of wild donkeys along the way. But apart from that, you're really just out there on your own. And I think it's just kind of a really awesome opportunity just to kind of really experience what the Drakensberg Mountains are about.
Brilliant. Ryan, we didn't actually touch base after you winning Patagonia as well. Tell us a little bit about that. You must be chuffed after, I mean, we chatted to you after Leadville and the disappointment of you having to pull out there. So it must be pretty cool to get your groove back and win something.
Yeah, for sure. I think obviously the race went really well, but I think I was more chuffed just about the whole experience of being there. Always wanted to go down to the Torres del Paine National Park in Chile. That's where the race was. So, it was absolutely phenomenal. I think one of the most beautiful places I've been to. So much diversity, kind of running on glaciers, then you're kind of running up to mountains, like snow-capped mountains and these massive crystal, like blue water lakes. People also just like super friendly out there. And just the whole experience was just really awesome. As you said, after Leadville, was tough to pick myself up again, but that was definitely kind of food for the soul, being out in Patagonia and just kind of really getting back to my roots of why we run, kind of going to explore new and beautiful places. And I'd highly recommend that race, or just kind of going down to Patagonia to anyone.
Awesome. And as far as the injury goes that you picked up, that puts you out of Leadville, that 100% now?
Yeah, that's all good. Kind of overcome that. As I said, I think the injury was more just unlucky, kind of taking a fall. But sorted all that out. So feeling good. And actually off the line, I'll shoot North Face San Francisco 50 mile at the end of the year, which looks like is going to be a super strong field. So it should be good fun. Looking forward to that.
Cool. Look forward to touching base and seeing how that goes. Ryan Sands, as always, what a pleasure chatting to you. And good luck for Saturday. And hopefully the weather plays ball in Cape Town, which, we're heading towards summer. It should be doing it now. Come on. It's you guys need to make a plan. Maybe speak to Rian Kruiwagen and get him to call in a couple of favors, though.
Yeah, she's not going to have to make a plan. No, I'm sure it will be.
Good stuff.
Really looking forward to it. John, thanks so much for having me on the show again.
No stress, Ryan. We'll chat again soon. Take care, mate.
Cool. Thanks, mate.
It is November, which means there is a new edition of The Modern Athlete out and available right now. And as always, great to welcome onto Trail Talk SA, Robin Hyde from Modern Athlete. Robin, are you well, mate?
Brad, good afternoon. You are very well, thank you, yourself.
Yeah, very, very good. Thank you. I wanted to touch base with you to find out what's in the mag this month from a trail running perspective.
Brad, Modern Athlete November, as always, great trails of South Africa, brought to you by K-Way. And we cover the Dussie Trail, of course, the little brother to the Hard Trail. And that story and pics by Jacques Marais, as you well know, the author of the Trail Runner's Guide. So that's quite a nice feature. And then, of course, in race reports, the race reports feature in the Modern Athlete, a feature on the Wild Coast Wild Run, as well as back to the Otter Trail, where both this year, Brad, both the men's and the women's records for the Otter Trail were broken. So quite a nice read there indeed for the trailies.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you talk about those records being broken. I chatted to Ricky, the winner of this year's Otter Run, just a few weeks ago in Trail Talk SA episode 10. Was it episode 10? No, I lied, wasn't it? It was episode 9 is when I chatted to Ricky Lightfoot. Phenomenal, phenomenal athlete. And then, funnily enough, you also mentioned Jacques Marais. I chatted to him on Trail Talk SA not so long ago as well. He takes some amazing pics. I'm looking forward to seeing that episode, that edition of Modern Athlete. If you want to hear that interview with Jacques, by the way, it is also on Trail Talk SA episode 11. So you can go back and get that one. Robin, it sounds brilliant from a trail running perspective. And some of the other things in the mag this month, your cover story this month is a triathlete and a phenomenal triathlete who's 71 years old.
That's a 10-full running for Jeppy, the world triathlon champion. It is indeed, as you said, our cover story. It's also the In the Lead feature. We chat to James Edmund. We chat to Josiah Tagwani, of course. He was the first black South African to win an Olympic gold. The usual features, right, pull out calendar, lots of competitions and lots of great prizes to be won.
Awesome stuff. Robin Ide from Modern Athletes. There is an electronic version of that mag out and available right now as well. And we've got it on trailtalksa.co.za. What I'll do is I'll pop the details in the show notes for this episode of Trail Talk SA. So if you want to read this month's Modern Athlete, all you have to do is just get to the show notes of this episode of Trail Talk SA and you can link straight through. Robin, it's great as always. And we look forward to catching up again in December to find out what's coming up in the Christmas edition.
Absolutely, Brad. And as always, thank you guys for the support. Much, much appreciated. And we'll see you. Look after yourself.
And that's it. Trail Talk SA for another week. This week, as always, I love hearing from you and be in touch, okay? You can pop us an email, podcast at trailtalksa.co.za. You can tweet or Facebook us as well. Just search for Trail Talk SA. My name is Brad Brown. Before I do go, though, if you listen to this podcast on the iTunes platform, if you would be so kind, I would really, really appreciate it if you wouldn't mind leaving us a star rating. Those numbers are climbing. We've had a couple of great reviews as well. I'll read some more of those out on next week's show too. And what that does, the reason I ask for that help is if you do listen through the Apple platform, it just helps other people find this podcast. And the more ratings and reviews we get, obviously the better iTunes rates us and the easier it is for people to find us when they are searching for trail running content on iTunes. So if you wouldn't mind doing that for me, I would be really, really grateful and appreciate it hugely. Thank you in advance for doing that for me. I am truly, truly grateful. So until next week, look forward to seeing you out on the trails and chatting to you again in a week from now. If you are heading out to Cape Town for that Red Bull Lionheart, if you're going to be running or if you're watching, it's going to be a great weekend of trail running in the Mother City. Enjoy it and we'll chat soon. Cheers.